Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, here's some advice from the host of the hit show, The Masked Singer, Nick Cannon. And he says he takes it as a compliment when people call him corny.
Corny?
Corny.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, the show could be considered corny, and his humor may be a little lighthearted and corny, right?
Well, it's no different than the game that I still am trying to put together behind the scenes, Guess That Drug I'm On, where people call in and admittedly so are under some kind of intoxicant of drugs, and we each get a question. And we try to guess what drug they're on.
Yeah. See, that's where it gets tricky because
sometimes
it's hard to figure out, you know, unless you can look at them.
Well, we need it to be by Skype.
Yeah.
FaceTime us.
Well, no, we can still do it. It's just, it'll be tricky because of that.
Yeah.
If we can't see them, it adds an element of trickiness.
But, I mean, it is kind of corny, but no cornier than, let's see some of those dancers dance with big old unicorn heads on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be something
that's
extreme.
That's a talent.
It's on network TV. It's going to be kind of just lame.
That's it. Dancing with the Masked Stars. You watch it all season, and you have to guess who is dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's clever.
It's John Quinones.
Hmm.
Yeah, you vote for people based on how well they dance in a unicorn head.
Yeah.
And then you find out at the end who won.
So if they have real talent, you'll see it. Doesn't matter what their face looks
They'll
like.
They'll just vote for your favorite celebrity.
Or what you sound like or sing like or act like.
True TV just tweeted me and said they're interested.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, good.
Well,
if
you have called Nick Cannon corny before, he likes it. And he doesn't care. He likes being corny. And he says that corny guys get the girls. And he may have a point because he's been with some really, really pretty ladies like Mariah Carey and Kim Kardashian. And he says, quote, "It's funny to me. The people you consider corny are the most successful, the most non-problematic, and the ones that get all the girls."
Okay.
He's a little defensive there.
He's corny on TV, but like, his stand-up special was just all about him, you know, being endowed.
Yeah.
Pretty much all it was.
I'm thinking of the white dude from Backstreet Boys. Who's that?
Oh, him, Nick Carter.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Thought he played for the Nets.
So in conclusion, Nick says, "So I like when people call me corny. Nobody likes being in the trenches, so you can call me a square all day."
I don't know.
His kids have interesting. So I Googled him just now. Also, to his credits, America's Got Talent, Wild Nout, The Masked Singer, and then this one I miss, Lip Sync Battle Shorties.
Oh, yeah.
Lip Sync Battle Shorties.
I guess it's like midget karaoke. I don't know.
But they're not actually singing.
No. Mm. But then also he has a son named Moroccan Scott.
Okay.
Like his son's name is Moroccan Scott.
Moroccan Cannon?
Yeah, Moroccan Cannon.
That's pretty cool.
Moroccan Scott Cannon.
A little exotic.
He has another kid named Civil War.
Yes.
Civil War Cannon.
You should see Cannon.
Do you know how the show works?
Cannonballs.
The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know. Like, how do they know which celebrities to guess? I mean,
guess. I mean, it's a work to a degree. Like, you have people on there that say, that's definitely Gwen Stefani.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. Was
never seen it.
T-Pain was the one that was last year?
Antonio Brown was on there before.
I've never seen it.
But I mean, the one who won it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I try to find some news.
Yeah.
If that's all.
But he's onto something with the corny thing, because women like dad jokes a lot. They love some dad jokes.
Yeah.
I think women like people that are, they're funny and naturally funny and silly. You like people that don't take life too seriously.
Like the cause.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, Bill Cosby was great on the show. We didn't know he did all this stuff.
Right? That was one of those things that was going to be agreed to. Yeah, like Charles Manson. Yeah,
you know.
No, but I mean, back in the day, he was really popular and people loved him until they realized, you know, all the lawsuits. That's different. Nobody would have known he would have done that.
Nick Cannon now wears a turban, according to this clickbait I'll click on. And
he does.
Wow. He does. Is that some kind of conversion, or is it just a do-rag of sorts?
I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you, man. I don't know.
I mean,
fashion statement? Who knows?
He's a bow tie away from being in the Nation.
Yeah. Yeah, he ain't far from it.
Well, if you are planning on either throwing a party or going to a bunch of parties, of course, we usually do in the holiday season time, here's something that it's a list of things that you can do, but there's one thing that you do on the top of the list, and everyone will hate you for it.
These things you shouldn't, like...
Things that you should not do at a party.
Okay.
Or if you do this at the party or before the party, you could have a problem. So here's...
Throw up.
Well, you're on to something. Here's something. Spill something at someone's house. Like, for instance, some red wine, which makes a big mess. Or you knock something over and destroy something. That happens.
This is an accident, though. You didn't mean to. If you just... Drunkenly spilling, recklessly spilling, right, getting mad and spilling, then that's a problem.
Oh, yeah, you're being sloshy, drunk, spilling everything, yeah.
You just have an accident. I mean, I ain't going to get mad at you. That was an accident. It's all right.
Yeah. I never want to be at a party where there's that many elbows being sloshed around.
It's a big party. Mm-hmm. Talk about politics too much. Nobody wants to get into a confrontation at your party about something that you don't believe in, right? So if somebody's...
I typically end up at parties where we're kind of in the same line about things.
Yeah.
I like the old echo chamber lifestyle. But even so, I mean, it's not something I really argue with people about. And generally, people know not to talk about it.
Well, that's fair.
I mean, do you see people talk about it a lot anywhere? Like out
about
at
politics?
Socially, yeah. I don't run into it much, but it don't mean it don't happen.
Sometimes.
Occasionally.
Sometimes.
You know, at dinner tables, sometimes some awkward conversations come up about politics, and I kind of just don't want to get into it, right? You don't want to have that kind of...
I just leave.
Right? Family members, like, please, do we have to pursue this agenda? Not talk about politics, we already covered that, but be on your phone all night long and not pay attention to what's going on. Maybe you're... texting someone or checking your messages or going out to call someone. That's kind of rude when you're at a party.
Well, you can't invite teenagers to parties.
Right.
You got to live stream the party, man. Got to.
If you're the person that shows up early, that's kind of annoying for people.
I did that recently. But even the guy so the party started at 6:30. Or it's like it wasn't a party. It was kind of like, come drink and eat finger foods and let's play cornhole and stuff. And we got there at 6, thinking it started at 6. But the husband in the couple situation also thought it started at 6, so we were good. But we were there early, which means, you know.
Could you leave and come back?
No.
You want to go get some ice and come back a little bit?
Well, that's one of the reasons why you want to be one of the first ones there if you're planning an exit strategy early. Uh-huh. You want to make sure you make FaceTime with everybody, give a couple moments to a couple there, and they'll be like, yeah, I talked to him for a little while. Yeah, he was here. Must be in the bathroom.
Well, here's something you probably have never done. Get too drunk at a party, because you don't want to be the person that has to be driven home from someone's house or
you don't want to be
in a bedroom.
Wakes up and pees on the Nintendo.
Who does such a thing?
Well, who did that?
A buddy of mine.
Oh. Was it Nintendo?
No, it wasn't my Nintendo. It was the band's Nintendo. Hmm.
And also, here's the top three. You don't want to be the last one to leave. You don't want to be that one that hangs on until, you know, you have to get the, all right, now I'm going to bed. Can I call you a cab or an Uber? So,
are you cab?
I was going to say, cab.
The hardest thing about that is, like, do you know where you live? Right. Can you tell me where you live so I can get you an Uber?
Give me your keys.
That's true. If we were at a party where Fatboy was at and he was too drunk to drive, we couldn't tell them how to take him home.
Yeah, we'd have to get an address somehow.
Too drunk to drive.
But yeah, I mean, I've seen it happen, man. Like at bars and trying to get an Uber for somebody. You're like, do you know where you live?
I'm upstate.
These people, sometimes they can't talk enough to tell you.
Well, here's something to be so picky and so demanding to ask for a type of drink that isn't already out. Like if you're going to a beer party and you're like, I'm only going to drink wine, that person is considered annoying and rude.
Right. Yeah, who does that?
I figure most of the times that would be somebody looking for a certain type of liquor, right? If you got a few bottles of liquor out. That'd be somebody looking for a certain type of liquor.
You have some like, Canadian Hunter.
I got what's here. Drink it or don't.
So here's the
preferably
number one.
Preferably BYOB.
The number one answer, if you do this, is just going to ruin the party and people are going to be so angry with you, they might even hate you. If you show up to the party sick, and then you get everybody sick.
Yes.
You should have stayed in bed. Nobody cares if you're a martyr. Well, I showed up anyways. I mean, it happens.
Don't go anywhere when you're sick.
Yeah,
how about
that's
that?
True. That's
not
true.
Just parties, but work.
Yeah. Don't go to the grocery store sick, all right?
Well, sometimes you can't help that if you've got to go buy medicine, though.
Well, go to the drugstore.
Ingles has a drive-through. Yeah. That's why I get my farms there.
Do you think people party like we used to where somebody in the room knows two people don't like a guy, and he invites them anyway just to have his sick little fun watching the other two people avoid that guy at a party?
I'd only do that if it ain't at my house.
We're not going if so-and-so's there. You got to know ahead of time who's going to show
that
up.
That was so we wouldn't come, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah.
That's a troll.
All right. Well, there is another study done that researchers say that doing this at work has a positive effect on your mood, mental, and physical performance. So you can actually tune out some things that are, you know, like some white noise or ambient noise by listening to music at work, and it actually makes you more efficient at your job. So yeah, it's good for your productivity. People finish a task about 3 minutes faster when they're listening to music as opposed to the people that weren't listening to music.
But earbuds, so man, like what you are enjoying is not maybe what everybody else is enjoying. So earbud it.
Yeah.
But it used to just be, man, that, you know, like back in the day, it'd be like a boombox out there, and it'd be playing like Rock 101 on a rooftop while dudes were hammering shingles.
They would love that.
And it's just what they all, that's all what they all wanted to listen to, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's like, no, I want to listen to my music. Everybody got their own, like, no, my music. It's just not quite as free as it used to be. Now you got to have earbuds.
Yeah. So echo chamber then is good.
I guess it was just the thing, man. Oh. I was joking.
No.
I come to work and listen to Creed. Gets me going.
Yeah. It gets you higher.
Hell yeah.
So,
I'm in my own prison sometimes.
And lastly, there was a crazy study done in England, and they wanted to find out if the role that your kid plays in the nativity play would predict their future salary. So they wanted to connect the kid's role.
Who thought of doing this?
Oh, boy. Let's see. The Scottish Sun is reporting this, so it's probably somewhere out of some school in England. So it matters on what
the Sun is reporting this?
The Scottish Sun paper.
In England?
Yes. So according to this, they made a connection between the kid's role in the school or the church's nativity play to affect the future salary of the kid.
Okay.
So the theory is the kids who get the better roles go on to do better in their careers, which kind of, I guess that makes sense, maybe. So the kids who play the ox makes the most money.
I've never been to one where the animals were played by people. I really haven't.
I haven't either, so I mean.
Down here they get like real animals in there.
Yeah, there's a church on Highway 9 that has real animals out.
Yeah, everybody's in the live nativity. They're just standing there with real animals hanging around. Yeah.
So according to this breakdown, the person that plays the ox will make $55,000 a year. Gabriel, over $51,000.
Mary, the archangel.
You would think that Mary would make more money, but that's $50,000.
Well, you know, the gender.
Hey, baby.
Joseph, $48,000. So there's your theory. shot to play.
He was a carpenter. What does a carpenter get paid these days?
Apparently $48,000.
There we go. That makes sense.
The innkeeper, over $47,000. A shepherd, $37,000. Shepherd. And the wise man, $33,000.
We were going to go with Jesus, but he's too high.
Okay, so, what is the equivalent of a job of a wise man?
Probably maybe a scholar or some kind of educator.
And the scholar makes less than a carpenter?
According to this study.
I think it's the kids who play those roles grow up to make this much money doing whatever they do.
Oh, but who gets to pick? Like when I was in these plays, cantatas, Christmas, yeah. I never got to pick my role. And there was never. There was casting for Joseph.
I don't think it's like that you pick the role. I think it's if you get put in the ox role, for some reason, those kids tend to grow up and make the most money.
Yeah, okay. There's maybe stronger characters, but it all has to do with size, though, if you're put in certain roles. Yeah, the smallest
I was in the
kid
singing Christmas
be...
tree, and I had to be at the bottom because of weight and stuff.
I mean, Gabriel's going to be whatever blonde kid shows up.
Was there always a hot kid that was like, he's guaranteed to be Jesus every year? And that's his role?
Jesus is usually a baby doll.
And you're like, well, I didn't know if you flash forward
ahead
of time.
Thinking?
I know you're talking about Jesus with a hammer and nails. Talking about Jesus in the
crib. Let me tell you what I did. So Mary was the music director at my church, at all the churches we went to.
Yeah.
And she was also in charge of the cantatas and the plays. And she would do them with great grandeur for the means of Poe Baptist Church. She did one on sunrise Easter morning, and they actually had this dude that went to our church named Timmy Watkins play the role of Jesus, and they had a real cross, and he was outside. Everybody's following him around, and
he used to play for Clemson. I remember.
No, Sammy. But anyway, when they were beating Jesus, I was behind a tree doing a belt together, making the sound effects.
Man.
Yeah. That's eerie, though, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
to have an 8-year-old sitting there whipping a belt together to signify the sound effects for Jesus getting whipped on Easter morning.
Your mom was like Coppola here. She's really putting an effort to make it a production.
She was serious about her production.
She was on a crane behind a film.
We need to block it.
I can see her.
Cut! Matthew!
Yes.
I can see the belt behind the tree.
Matthew, come look at the dailies. You in the way.
Don't make me recast you.
Get the boom out the shot, please.
It's Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
I remember, thank you, Paige. I remember I'd always say, Mama, I don't have a script. It's in the Bible, Matthew. The glory days. All right. Not talking about the glory days of Wade-Hampton football. Talking about the glory days. Speaking of football, though, when we come back.
Oh, it feels good to do that.
Yeah.
Why?
Me too, because I'm looking at my hands and there will be no blood on them.
I know. My palms are sweaty. I'm nervous.
I won Pigskin Pick second week in a row. That wasn't celebrated as much as we got another controversy. We got to do Monday Night Football.
And been blood on these hands since sixth grade, boys.
I'll take you to lunch one day and congratulate you on your winning streak.
Yeah. Oh, you'll take me to lunch and do what?
Congratulate you on your winning streak.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
Pick a day. Let's go. Let's get some. I'll buy.
All right.
It's on me.
When we come back, Nine and Fat Boy will tell Paige and us and me and everybody listening what Paige's pigskin punishment will be tomorrow morning.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to tell you next what the punishment's going to be tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
That makes sense what I said there? That it's going to be tomorrow, but we just said it then?
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
Smoked all of my weed, but he asked for just one hit, and he puffed up all of it. Oh, baby, Nine smoked all of my weed.
What?
Didn't even want to split, and he didn't pay for it. Oh, baby, Nine smoked all of my weed, and now.
I I'll tell you something.
Is that true?
First of all, I love that song. Secondly, when I picked out the rejoins for today, I was thinking Nine was going to lose last night's Monday Night Football Pigskin Pick.
Don't want to get so Russell Wilson.
Well, I just had, I mean, you undefeated 49ers.
Yeah, that's true.
But then Nine jumped all over that quick, going with the Seahawks and the points. So, with all that said,
yeah,
dramatic time.
Some drama.
You know, there's going to be naysayers about everything. And some guy sent me a long, detailed email and told me why we should never do pigskin picks again, or at least the punishment part of it, because he's very disgruntled about how the rules have changed back and forth and this and that, but we haven't run into this situation up until this year.
Yeah.
Where we had ties and different, you know, putting in the picks ahead of time, night before, by 11 o'clock, all that.
What's what a lot of people were saying, pick the Monday night game. Will you finally pick it?
Yeah.
Well, Grace Hill.
There you go. Finally picked the Monday night game for you.
All right. So the final score last night was what again?
It was 27-24 Seahawks in overtime.
And Nine went with the Seahawks. So that means that Paige lost for the first time this season. Now everybody's lost at least once. That makes it a little easier for everybody. So I won, so I don't have to worry about any of this.
That puts my weekly record to 6-5.
6-5?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, that was the tie. It was a 5-5 tie.
Yeah, which is rare that we all have at least an even record.
And then that puts you, Nine, at 6-5, and then Paige at 5-6.
Mm-hmm.
Six losses for the week. All right.
That's a good point you bring up there.
What?
I forgot about the six losses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so the various twists and turns of punishments and at the beginning of the season, the whole thing about what punishments do you do to Paige? Because there's certain ones you can't do to her that you can do to us.
Yeah.
And so that made it a little difficult. What'd y'all come up with?
I have an idea, and I'm gonna write a note for Matt real quick.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil the thing, and if we don't have...
Will you make it legible so I can read it, please?
I'm doing my best legible while writing quickly.
Okay.
Do you have any of these left? I'll say what it is when you tell me the yes or the no.
Well, I got at least one.
Well, I'm talking about the other kind.
Talking about the ones that I was gifted?
The ones, yeah, those.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
What did you write down? Do you want to say that yet?
Yeah, I can say it now. Do you have any hot winnies left? Hot winnies? Hot winnies?
Thank God it's not snakes.
It was it last? Yeah, it was last Christmas that Paige gave me 4 cases of Tijuana Mama hot winnies. Yes. I don't know if I have any of them left.
Hey, you burned through that many? There's a bunch.
No, here's a case.
Oh,
may
I see?
Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
May I see the Tijuana Mamas? Mamas?
Yeah, there's a whole case of those.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
Weird. I still had those in my
bag. Ew.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Okay, so.
So not excited about this.
So these are essential as an ingredient in something that I have concocted.
Y'all come to the freight yard on Friday night, and we'll tell you what an original idea was that legally could not happen.
Yeah,
but it
was
a humdinger of a damn idea.
Paige, have you ever had the pleasure of eating one of these things?
No.
This is not something Paige eats.
No.
At all.
I don't eat hot dogs.
It's a pickled sausage. I used to love them. Hot weenies.
Man?
Yeah, sure, have one.
What animal died for that?
There ain't no telling.
All of them.
Several pigs.
Oh, God.
All the ones on the ark.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I like them better than I like chitlins because I like to get lips from the BHs.
Chitterlings.
Oh, man.
I love the smell of them. I remember as a kid on Poe Mill, I'd go to the little grocery store in Hammett Street Grocery, and they would have the big jars of them, and you'd open them up.
Ooh,
and
get so much hot.
A tong. Stick it in there, and they put it onto wax paper.
Yeah, how many people use the tong?
That's what I'm thinking, dude. It was like a dirt floor store. A Hammett Street Grocery was like a dirt floor grocery store on Poe Mill, and it was family-owned, the Hammetts.
It was warm.
They didn't have them at the Mural gas station down the road?
Oh. There is a mural across from my old house at Poe Mill now.
I'm genuinely surprised how spicy this thing is.
They're very hot.
Yeah, it's surprisingly hot.
And I love them until
I love hot. This is rough, though.
I started giving a crap about myself. And I started.
Your intestinal health?
Yeah. And, like, you know, started eating better and all that stuff.
Mm hmm. Oh.
And,
burn your lips.
Oh, my God.
I quit eating them. I may have one every once in a while.
Yeah, I
may break
up
in one before it's over with.
The box is orange.
It's full.
This
thing weighs like, I think it weighs more than 2 pounds.
It feels like
more than 2 pounds.
Don't eat all of them now.
I won't.
I saw you eat 2 feet of Philly cheesesteak the other day.
I split it up. I was 18 inches.
Yeah.
All right.
So these are an essential ingredient in something I'm working on. I'm going to bring in my ninja tomorrow. You know, like ninja blender thing?
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw up.
And I'm going to make a smoothie that's just nothing but stuff Paige hates.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was one of the things she said. I'll eat anything gross.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is going to be a sausage-based smoothie.
Look, there's a text. It can't be so bad. Nine's eating one right now.
I love crap like this. I mean, I like hot dogs.
The smell of it.
Paige does not eat things like this. Paige does not eat things like this and Slim Jims or like processed meats or probably any kind of sausage or
lamb juice.
There was hardly any red meat at all and barely any chicken.
Arby's sauce. There was a time when Paige claimed to be a vegetarian and then she became Episcopalian, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I fell in love with pizza again, so you can't be a vegan if you want dairy.
I mean, this thing is going to be just nothing but like processed meat products and heat and fire.
You got to down it.
So let me ask you this. How many hot weenies are you going to put in there?
I'm thinking 4, but I got some other stuff to go in there too.
4 hot weenies.
Yep.
I would say do 1 for each loss. That would be 6 weenies.
How many we got in here?
Ooh. 6 pack of weenies.
6 hot weenies.
Jimmy's like, oh, we'll just do 4, and he'll take the rest with him.
Is it going to smell like
See, if we do 6, that's 4 left over. That's fine.
Okay. I will throw up everywhere if it smells like hot dogs cooking.
It's going to be terrible. You're going to hate this more than anything.
Those were cooked like 3 years ago. You'll be fine.
This thing's going to be burnt.
Is she allowed to puke? You have to drink that, too.
No. Oh.
Yes, you're allowed to puke. I puked all over the mayonnaise sandwich.
Might put some of that in there.
Oh, my God. So I would love to somehow, because her mouth's going to be on fire.
Yeah, it is.
I would love to.
I mean, this is the 300% hotter. I'm a woo.
Burnt smoothie. It's now trending on Twitter in Charlotte now.
Yeah, so what would you love to do since Paige's mouth's going to be on fire?
I'd like to have her at least do 1 headline story after she chugs the processed meat smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I think that would be wonderful. 1 headline. Maybe her mouth goes on.
I hope it doesn't come out my nose.
Well, dude, I have a story for you. Listen up.
Well, it's going to come out the nose. That's going to happen.
Are you guys in the mood for some controversy this morning?
Yeah. See, you listen to Paige, how genuine that is, the hatred of this thought.
Oh, hold on. Donnie from Truth and Consequences is on the phone. Donnie? Donnie.
Paige's hands are clammy.
Donnie?
His touch was so clammy.
Oh, Donnie.
Donnie, speak up.
Bad connection with Donnie still.
Woo!
It's not working out good.
Donnie's gone. Can I just preface this to make sure that it's cured meat and it's not like deer or anything like that in there?
No.
It'll be cured.
Okay.
Pardon.
Thank you.
It's getting you a little bit, too.
Why does it have to be cured? What is that? Does that go against your religion?
Well, mainly because we ain't going to spend enough money to get you, like, deer sausage and stuff.
I just don't want that.
Deer sausage.
That was a great show.
I'm against that.
Yeah.
You're against deer sausage?
Yes.
Why?
Because I like them.
What? I like eating them. You got some deer meat. Holler at me.
Do you want to spill another one of the ingredients I'm putting in this thing?
Will you write it down and then we because we have to have a little bit of a mystery for this tomorrow.
One that's going to make Paige flip.
Is there going to be any organ meat?
That's before.
You talking about from the state of or? Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let me show the fat boy and see what he thinks.
But she might say, okay, good. Hide it.
Yeah.
Say it or no.
Yes.
Okay. What else will be
in there? You a bastard. I love it.
From
regular pack.
Our fine bunch of P1s up here in Shelby, North Carolina.
No.
Just a little bit of liver mush.
Oh, definitely I'll be hurling.
I'll cook it. you know, it's already cooked, but I'll cook,
gonna,
I'll brown
just
it.
The taste of that is going to come out of my, come back up. It's not going to stay in the esophagus.
It's going to come out of my, yeah.
It's going to be rough.
It's not staying down, I can tell you that.
All right, and yes, of course, it will be on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and we'll video the whole thing. And we got to remember, too, to satisfy the Instagram need out there, too. Go live on that as well.
Oh, yeah. One thing that's going to be funny is she's going to be doing headlines tomorrow after we do this. She's going to do headlines sounding like Coach O from LSU.
We got a couple stories that... Football team beat out.
Are you in the mood for something sexy?
That's a weird story.
I'm so big.
Roll Tide, Blake, you.
No, you're not listening.
Well,
that's going to be some stinky stuff.
All right, so
maybe if I put something on my stomach so I won't get sick. Do you have any advice for that?
Milk and magnesia.
Some protein.
Yeah. Something.
I'll bring that with me.
Go to WebMD and find out what to do.
I would take Ex-Lax beforehand.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Epicac, it says here, it would be the way to go.
Run into the bathroom.
Yeah.
The girls are going to love me in there.
Okay. So there we go. Thank God you guys didn't do Tasioki again. It was burning out.
Aww.
It might did last time.
It might have burned out the taser
itself. Can I opt for that instead?
No, because I've learned about you, Paige. You're sick and twisted deviant. You enjoy that thing. You're sitting here with a smile on your face while that girl beat the hell out of your butt.
And then
the other day, like, me and Fabio were doing Taze Yoga. I want to be Taze.
No,
you can't. Do something you want to do.
I get excited. Taze man.
All right, so tomorrow.
I'll take a Taze.
Oh, wait.
Paige will eat a processed meat smoothie along with some other mystery items.
Yeah, processed meat smoothie. This thing's going to be on fire.
On fire.
Yeah, I'll bring in the ninja and all the necessary ingredients, and I'll leave these here except the ones we eat today.
Yeah. 300% hotter. Dang. These are not just regular mamas. These are Tijuana mamas.
Mm. One of these saucers has 1,500 milligrams of sodium in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear the guys are going to give her a Tijuana mother?
I have a heart attack.
Donnie from Tennessee right now is just breaking out in hives just thinking about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I might get some potted meat, man. Maybe I might get a of Spam today. I got to go to the grocery store anyway.
You better get some treat.
Dude, I will get treat, not Spam. No. You're right. I'll do that. Yeah, treat meat.
Throw a little deviled ham in there. The contour.
There's the deviled ham, some potted meat, some treat meat. Yeah.
Meat slime. Yeah. Yep.
Some lips.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll see what else they got. Maybe I can find some tongue. La, 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 la.
Gizzards.
But find some.
I'll find some good stuff.
All right. So
that'll be the most fun shopping trip ever. I'm going to go in there and basically buy stuff my daddy liked to eat.
Keep a receipt.
The wettest palms ever. I'm so nervous.
Yes. Paige is moist now, hearing about all the things she's going to have to process tomorrow in her tum-tum. All right, we'll take a break. We come back, more Rise Guys. And don't forget this. Keep these numbers handy, 1-800-774-0093. I got to cut that out of my vernacular. Uh-huh. Keep it handy. Nobody says that anymore.
Yeah, keep it handy.
Keep this handy. Save this phone number in your phone, 1-800-774-0093.
So cool.
Coming up next hour, we'll play a little 5 and 10. You can get your tickets to see Bad Wolves. A week from Thursday at the Firmament. An impossible sound check party meet and greet passes as well. More Rise Guys right after this.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is 8:53. Look, again, you're never going to make everybody happy. People are saying that this isn't that big a deal. Coming from somebody who threw up eating a mayonnaise sandwich, it is a big deal. I mean, of course it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too happy about having to do this. I mean, I just looked at this package of Tijuana Mama sausages. Again, it's, 11 grams of fat. This is not terrible. 160 calories, that ain't bad at all. 1,510 milligrams of sodium, 63% of the daily value.
Times six.
Yeah.
That'll be 9,000.
I'm gonna die.
Milligrams of sodium.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of sodium. And then, we'll have a few other things in there as well. With the Tijuana Mamas, we'll have some liver mush and probably some deviled ham or potted meat, treat meat, off-brand Spam.
Ugh.
What else can we put in there that will, obviously we don't want to release everything.
Yeah.
There needs to be some surprises here. What about some snake meat? She hates snake. That would really set it off, right? Or would
tough
she take,
to find.
She'd probably take joy in that, though.
Not the easiest thing to find, snake meat.
Somebody she'd have a hissy fit.
Somebody text in
thank you.
I don't want to eat that.
Beverly sausage, you know, the canned sausage with the white label, Beverly bulk sausage.
Same one that did the exercise?
Grew up, no. Beverly bulk sausage, not Beverly exercise. I grew up eating that stuff, man. My dad loved it. It's nothing but pink mush. It's like pink mush. I don't even know what it is.
Does it taste like bologna? Because bologna's disgusting.
All right, bologna's going in there too then.
Damn, Paige.
Man,
you'd be crying like a girl.
If you made me eat a Carolina Pride thick cut bologna sandwich, I'd puke so much.
A little slice of cheese, maybe toasted lightly.
No. I'd hate that.
Yeah, it'd be the worst, wouldn't
it? No, it's nasty. You don't even know what kind of food it is.
Never guess, though.
No, you don't know what part that came from.
Yeah. Oh, man, people are saying pork brains.
No.
I don't know if I can find those.
No, yeah, you can.
I don't want tongues or brains or anything that you shouldn't eat off an animal.
It's all good.
I've had a bite. This is so stupid. I've had a bite of a cow tongue burrito. And nine, you have too.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad. I think you ate a whole one.
It wasn't bad, yeah. Tongue ain't bad.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, tongue ain't bad.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that. I mean, I'd try it, hell.
I tried it. P-Head had it. That's where I got it from.
Ah, you want a tongue burrito?
I tried it. It's good.
I got one right here. I put some barbecue sauce on it.
He put his tongue in
it.
Peace sign.
That's so disgusting.
My tongue in the shell.
Yeah. So for any of you that have any ideas for that, let us know. We're going to hit the grocery stores after we leave here. Mm-mm. Does Dollar Tree sell groceries?
Yes.
They sell the kind of stuff we're looking for.
Perfect.
And sometimes they got a banner up advertising T-bone steaks. I never had them.
All right. At Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
I promise you, I've seen it.
When I was a kid, we bought steaks from Lowe's.
Mm-hmm. Not the grocery store. Neither.
No, the construction place. They'd have a freezer that had a box of T-bone steaks in them.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was good eating back then.
The neighborhood.
All right. Yeah, no kidding. When I was a kid, I thought a T-bone was like prime rib. Like, you know, I thought it was like the choice.
Cut. Oh, man, me too. When I was a kid, oh, yeah, T-bone. That's the one. That's the one.
New York strip. Get out of here with that. Forget about it.
The Rise Guys
all morning. I listen to that every morning. It's just awesome. It's a great show.
93-minute rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet Rocks. All the news that's fit to make fun of. Rise Guys Headlines with Paige is next on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.